Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. Karen Ann Hoffman is a well-respected Oneida bead artist and teacher from Wisconsin, whose work is included in the permanent collections of the Smithsonian Institute's National Museum of the American Indian, the New York State Museum, and the Wisconsin State Historical Society Museum. Hoffman credits her mom and dad as her first teachers, but always pays respects to Cayuga artists Samuel Thomas and the late Lorna Hill for inspiring her to embrace the art of Iroquois-raised beadwork. Much of Hoffman's beadwork reflects Iroquois life as well as the environment. Hoffman states about her art, "The pieces we produce should stand not for the beater, but for our Iroquois way of thinking and looking at the world. Someday, long after my name is forgotten, my beadwork will need to speak. It will need to have a strong, clear voice, a voice that tells our story to viewers who may not understand our language of beads." A primary theme among Hoffman's visual stories she expresses is the Iroquois tradition of gardening. She grew up spending time in her father's vegetable garden. She states, "When I was a kid, we'd go white bass fishing when the lilacs were in bud. Daddy taught me to bury the fish heads and bones in the garden under our tomato plants. I don't remember using any herbicides or chemical fertilizers back then." Hoffman comments, "Really, the best fertilizer is the gardener's shadow." For over 20 years, she and her husband have grown Oneida white corn and Lenape blue corn and has purposefully studied traditional techniques of gardening. This year, her garden includes three types of Iroquois beans, white corn from the homelands, and Six Nations watermelons. Karen Ann Hoffman, who also holds a master's degree in human development from UW Stevens Point, will be the keynote speaker at an Indigenous Seed Celebration on Thursday, July 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Meade Auditorium on the NMU campus. Is there a topic that you would like Anishinaabe Radio News to spotlight in a future episode? Share your ideas and suggestions on the NMU Center for Native American Studies Facebook page or email cnas@nmu.edu. Miigwech and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.